Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780.
Why is it so slow today?
I don't know. Everybody is
we're talking Rockets and Cougars football, and now all of a sudden you don't want to call? We need Gilbert to set it off or something?
Yeah. Do we need Gilbert to call in and get us
Alexa! Alexa, turn it off!
don't do that anymore. My wife listened to it last night and was I listened to it again and couldn't stop laughing.
I can't stop. It's the same as the first time I heard it.
I mean, it's so funny. If you haven't heard it, go to our actually, it's on our yesterday podcast as well, right around 8:15, 8:30, 8:15. Yeah, I think we started.
Here, just play the part where he goes, Alexa, turn it off.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa, turn it off.
I hope he's getting along. Those two are getting along now. I hope. I hope.
You're fighting with Alexa.
I hope those two are getting along. Should we check in?
Alexa!
Should we check in?
That's almost if I had his number.
Ma! Meatloaf! It's almost.
Chance can't remember his number anymore.
Well, you see it every time he calls, right?
Yeah,
RJ?
He's not going to remember his number.
RJ, you don't see his number? You don't see the numbers as they come up? No. Okay.
We have numbers available.
We did have it, but we don't have it anymore. Dan Orlovsky had this to say. I think this might be a pretty good analogy. Here's Dan Orlovsky about Bryce Young.
I can tell you this right now.
Yeah.
I just started to study him.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's corny to say draft day, you know, Vontae Mack, no matter what, Bryce Young is so good.
Is that right?
Rich. I mean, he is so good. And I know he's not big. I know he's not. I saw him this weekend.
Me too.
He's not. He is so good, man. He's Steph Curry. He's Steph Curry, dude. And I get that it's going to shy teams away, and I understand that it's, I guess, scary.
Hmm.
He can flat out play. He can flat out play. And you're going to – I feel so good about how good of a player he is. Turn on the Texas game and just watch him play. And tell me if anybody else coming out this year can do what he's doing.
What? I watched the whole Texas game on tape. I mean, he had a great
the end of the game, he was unbelievable.
They're all a bunch of short outs.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. But it shows, to me, what I took away from that game is his poise and hyper-focus in the fourth quarter. But his game in general was okay. It wasn't a phenomenal game. It was a solid game.
But yeah, that was a 21-20 game or 19 or something.
About? Yeah. And Steph Curry, I already
I've been at that.
My guess who my comp was for Devontae Smith, Steph Curry, and I broke down why. Daniel Jeremiah had Steph Curry first. I can't say. I was going down the wrong road. I think I've told you who thinks he's Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But that's a little hyperbole. Bryce is a good quarterback, but Bryce, oh my God, I've seen him. Oh my God, Dan, I swear.
No, no.
Oh, Dan. Dan. Dump it. Dump it. He's still smarting from when he got some inside info on Justin Fields and put it out. Like, so what I'm hearing is that there's some issues behind the scene with, like, and he got attacked and had to do that hostage video apology where he's got tears in his eyes in his own kitchen. I was like,
Now he can go after Will Levis now.
No, you can go after, that's fine. Mm. You can say, Will Levis is an absolute piece of trash.
Yeah, right.
And everyone would be like, yeah, get him. Will Levis, I played through three major injuries this year. I could barely move my shoulder and played.
How much of that? Okay.
I know. And that needs to, there's a lot of people, there's NFL people who are saying, you need to go only watch 2021. Don't watch any 2022 because his injuries are worse than you think it is. I was told that. You're too low because you cared about 2022. And this person said, I wouldn't even watch 1 second of tape. This guy had major injuries that other people would have not played football. They would have sat it out.
That's telling you something else.
They would have
sat
it out. No, he's really tough. Yeah. Like, he's a really tough guy. But they say he's played through major. Now, I did watch 2021, and I still didn't come away high enough to put. But I will admit that 2021 is better than 2022. But his decision making is an issue. Like, there are things that are issues in 21 and 22 that I fundamentally have issues with. But he ran a lot more in 2021 because he was healthy. He was an effective runner. He was better. Will Levis was better. Will Levis is the easy whipping boy this year. Every year there's somebody who's picked as this is the guy we go after. And then there's the hero. And Will Levis is the bad guy, and Bryce is going to be the hero. We'll see if C.J. Stroud is the hero, but Bryce is the hero, and Bryce is the best quarterback. I'm with Dan Orlovsky on that. I just think he went into hyperbole mode because when you do that,
well, he has to this year.
When you do that, you get, like, people get really excited.
He almost got canceled last year.
I know.
You've got to go over the top.
No, it's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He cried, and his eyes were tearing up in his kitchen. Like, I am so sorry to Justin, to Twitter, to everyone at Ohio State for the hurtful things I said. I wish I would have. I'm going to be better. I wish I had done more. I should not have used the word character. I'm like, is this Myers Leonard or is this Dan Orlovsky? Dan, you had your info right. You just should be smarter in how you say it, you dummy.
Yeah.
Like, he went out there like, oh, look what I got. I got some info. I'm going to tell everybody. Dan didn't know the rules. He didn't know the rules of engagement.
Yeah.
I knew as soon as he said that, he was going to get attacked. As soon as he said that, I just didn't think they would make that man cry.
He cried.
He cried like, please forgive me. Please, internet and Twitter, I am so sorry. He is such an amazing person and player. I wish I had talked to somebody, you know, more people before I said that, because clearly whoever told me that is a liar, and Justin helps puppies, and I've seen him help old women, and he is an amazing person. I'm like, Dan, you can stand your ground, and like, if you heard it.
You don't
have to apologize and cry. You don't literally have to cry.
No. You did. Yes, he did. Well, guess what? He got out. He got away with it. He got out of it.
Yeah.
He was remorseful.
Yeah, that's true. If you're going to apologize about saying something that Twitter doesn't like, you've got to be remorseful.
Very remorseful.
And you got to be contrite. You really have to just throw yourself on the sword and say, hey, you guys are right, Twitter.
Yep.
No, I really should have. I've got to be better.
You're all right.
I've got to do better.
Did you see? Oh, we'll do it on the other side. Did you see DeMar Hamlin's jacket at the Super Bowl? Did you see his jacket?
I saw him wear. I didn't pay attention to it. I saw him in a jacket.
Well, it caused quite the stir, especially with someone here in the city. Yes, quite the stir. But first,
a Trey the Truth jacket and Zero's upset?
No, it was. Wait.
Okay,
you haven't seen it yet.
Is it a Mattress Mac jacket?
It wasn't a Mattress Mac jacket. Okay. But no. It was bigger than Mattress Mac.
Wow.
Even bigger than Mattress Mac. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But first, let's talk about where you watched it on your patio.
Well, Texas Custom Patios has been building outdoor living spaces for people for quite some time now. I got mine built in 16, but they actually started way before that. I didn't even realize that. And what they build, anytime I see, like I saw on my Instagram, I follow Texas Custom Patios on Instagram. You should too. But I saw, you know how Instagram, I saw a patio and I'm like, oh, that doesn't look as good as what they usually build. And then I looked up, oh, it's not Texas Custom Patios. It's some other patio company that Instagram was trying to show me to see if I would follow them. I'm like, no wonder. This isn't what Texas Custom Patios builds. They don't cut corners like that using posts, using fence posts for part of your columns. That's never what they would do. They use big columns. They use stone, natural stone around it. They created a seating area for me, which had the natural stone and the travertine on top of that. And if you go to my house, if you go to the website, tcplance.com, you can see what my backyard looked like before and after and see the big difference they made. And that is, a little more basic than what a lot of people are doing. What a lot of people do is get the outdoor kitchen put in there. They may get a fireplace. They get a seated area, like a bar area or the island where people can sit and you can entertain people. There's so much more that they can do for you depending on your space and what you want to your budget to be. They can also build swimming pools now, and their swimming pools are fantastic. They never cut corners. They build the best quality products. If you're looking for something cheap, there's cheap people out there to build cheap products. If you're looking for high quality products at very fair prices and workmanship that is going to be second to none, you 100% want to make sure that you're contacting TexasCustomPatios.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You did not see DeMar Hamlin's jacket, okay? First thing that comes up right now when you go to DeMar Hamlin, it used to be,
everything else.
Everything else. Now it's DeMar Hamlin's jacket. Apparently, and it was none too pleasing.
Oh, let me see what it was.
To one Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson apparently, as soon as he saw DeMar Hamlin's jacket, it was DeMar Hamlin's jacket, a jean jacket with Jesus on the cross on the back. And the jacket wasn't all that flattering, truth be told. You got to find a good picture of it, and we'll see what you think of it. Oh, here it is.
Uh-huh. I'm looking right here.
Yeah, you see it? You see his jacket?
Well, I'm trying to find it.
It's a Letterman's jacket, actually. It's not a jean jacket. It's a Letterman's jacket. Here is a picture of it. And it's like a crazy Jesus, or it's the face is really.
Yeah, it's just, right. It's not meant to be a depiction. It's meant to be.
It's, right. I don't know what it's meant to
be. An exact depiction. But it's a crucifix that says eternal.
Yeah.
I bet that's a clothing company.
You Eternal? Yep. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Eternal Clothing.
Eternal Clothing? Well,
it was a I don't know if it's, yeah, my guess is it's going to be Eternal Clothing. So I'm looking right here.
Yeah,
it's TikTok. I think that's, yeah, and I think it's actually, I think it is actually religious clothing. God Squad, Eternal Benefits. I don't know if it's the same company. I'm looking right now. But there is a company called Eternal Clothing, which is going to be, what you think. It's religious-based, but I'm not sure. I have to see if it's the same.
So
Eternal Clothing, Saints and Sinners coming soon. Sign up to be...
It's not very flattering, and Adrian Peterson was none too pleased with it. This was different. I know young people don't think at times, older as well, but with everything surrounding his situation, this isn't one of those moments where it's a young guy not thinking. And then he went on to say, "I'm not." He called it blasphemous, and he said, "You know, DeMar, I have respect for you and love for you, and I wish you nothing but the best, but I just can't rock with that jacket. I feel there are a lot of people, young and old, looking up to you. With power and influence comes great responsibility. I apologize for offending you. I just felt offended in that moment as a man who loves and respects our Lord and Savior, Yeshua." It's interesting. Eternal, it's a clothing. I guess it's a clothing company. Yeah, I'm not down with the jacket either, if you want to know the truth. I guess there's a lot of ways you could express your religious, but that I don't know. It's just not appealing to me. I guess it's a new world, and we can make that face on Jesus, I guess, but I'm just not down with it. I could see where someone who is a believer wouldn't be none too pleased with it.
During this year's Super Bowl, athlete DeMar Hamlin and several groups of medical staff were presented with a tributary award, blah, blah, blah. However, netizens were more interested in the Letterman jacket Hamlin was wearing. It has reportedly been designed by Takashi Murakami. Due to the clothing piece's controversial symbolism, netizens expressed disappointment online. Hamlin suffered blah, 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 blah. There's LeBron taking a picture with them, and it says Buffalo Bills safety took to the stage. Thank God for even being here. DeMar Hamlin was wearing a green and blue jacket with a crucifix styled symbol on the back. The word eternal was also seen on the back of the jacket. So it's probably not from the clothing company. Just above a figure of the cross whose face looked distressed and spooky. Other words on the jacket included saint, youth, and without end and without beginning. There is no day and no night. It was made by artist Takashi Murakami and is titled Travis Jesus. Rapper Travis Scott sacrificed his fans. What? Okay, this is just somebody else saying something else. But, jeez. I don't think it's satanic, and I don't think it's meant to be. Now conspiracy theorists have gotten in that this is meant to be a satanic jacket because it's meant to be Travis Scott who sacrificed fans at Astroworld. So now we've got, why do you bring this? Why am I all of a sudden in a rabbit hole of conspiracy theorists?
Well, Adrian Peterson, who beat his kid, Hamlin's career is probably done. He needs to make the bag where he can. Jesus always causing fights. Weird.
I actually don't think Hamlin's career is done.
I don't either.
I want to see what happens, but this was supposedly has nothing to do with, from what we've heard.
Yeah.
Is nothing to do with family genetics or anything like that. It was just literally like a lightning strike.
Yeah.
And so if there's not carryover from a health standpoint, why would his career be done? Maybe it will be, but I haven't heard that.
No. My brain. DJ, the Cougar cornerback.
Yeah, DJ Hayden kept playing.
DJ Hayden.
He was drafted in the first round.
Yeah. He was drafted in the first round. DJ Hayden continued to play. I don't know why. And it's almost exactly what happened to him, right? He got hit in the air on a play, right in his heart with the electrode, whatever went on.
Right.
And DJ Hayden continued to play for years afterwards.
Right.
So I don't know that there's any reason that DeMar Hamlin can't play. He's got a long road, I guess. I think they want to make sure that he's absolutely fine. But, the jacket is interesting. The jacket caused quite the stir, and it caused quite the stir with Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, who disciplined his kid, is another. I mean, he did whip him with the – I don't know that that has anything to do with his love for Jesus, though. I don't know that.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. You ever heard that? Yeah. Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Is that a biblical term? Just something that kind of older grandmas used to say back in like the 50s?
No, I'm pretty sure it came from the Bible. I'm pretty sure. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
It sounds like it'd be biblical, but I'm actually not sure it is.
713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780.
Yeah, King James Version of the Bible.
Yeah.
Book of Proverbs.
Yeah.
He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth his chasteneth him betimes. Wow, we couldn't even understand what the That is like deep King James speak.
It was translated from another language. It wasn't originally in English. So,
due to the associated spoil concept, which is not in the Bible, it more likely came from the 17th century poem by Samuel Butler. In the poem, a love affair is likened to a child, and spanking is mockingly commended as a way to make the love grow stronger. The actual verse reads, "What medicine else can cure the fits of lovers when they lose their wits? Love is a boy by poets styled, then spare the rod and spoil the child."
Well, back then, 17th century, if you were in love, I mean, you get a fresh one.
But they're saying this is actually mockingly saying that if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. What medicine else can cure the fits of lovers when they lose their wits? I mean, please tell me another radio show that, A, helps people find hits, bangers like Heidi Ho, Princess.
Right.
Who helps people with their technological issues on the air.
Marital issues.
Who has poetry on the air. Who gets into theological discussions on the air.
Right.
Who talks quarterbacks on the air.
Who tells you exactly where the side chick should be.
I mean, we have experts in the field.
In the field.
Who tells them that, and he basically said, you can't do this anymore. You can't do this anymore with social media.
No. No, 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 you can't. You gotta.
You have to, yeah.
You gotta older it up. Man. Because the youngsters are going to put your business out there. Yeah. No. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not another show. I guarantee you, there's not another show on the station, and there's definitely not another show in this city at this time slot that has all this in one show.
No.
In a 24-hour time period. Impossible.
I'm pretty sure no other show would want to do what we're doing, if you want to know the truth. 713-780-3776.
Keep doing Texans talk, then.
We
also traded Jalen today.
Y'all said we should apologize for things. I want to apologize for listening to this segment. That's David. He's always asking me, okay. Damar Hamlin was asked what reason doctors gave him for his heart stopping, and he said, I want to stay away from that. Well, that's why you're famous, Damar. No one would know who Damar Hamlin was if he
what happened. Yeah, like it was, I guess what they didn't talk of, they talked about, I'm sure that's being looked at as that's the conspiracy theorists are going to be all over that one too.
Well, it was because of the shot, the vaccine.
Is that what he said?
No, that's what I heard. I heard that time and time again.
Oh, no. Yeah, so did I.
Apparently, no one's heart ever stopped before the vaccine.
No, they didn't.
No, apparently that's never happened.
And some of the videos where they show, by the way, I saw proof, and the guy shows a link to, there was a video that was done of people dying suddenly or passing out. And a lot of them didn't die. They just passed out. And then this guy made it, in this original video that came out, it was all after they got vaccines, which you knew was like highly unlikely. But I'm open-minded to the fact that there are, I mean, there's. It's been said, the CDC has said, yes, there have been people who have contracted
myocarditis.
Myocarditis, and there's one other thing. So, I mean, yeah, it has happened for people. That's true. There are also people who have this happen after they have, before there was ever any. You can go into 2013 and read about it happening from people after viruses. People get it after having viruses as well. Well, anyway, this guy, they had this video that showed all these people passing out, like, this is after the vaccine. And a guy went and showed literally stories and showed dates on the stories where it was happening. They were pulling stuff from 2015. 2013 was the furthest back that I saw. I'm like, hey,
I thought
somebody on Twitter's trying to trick me. I didn't think that would ever be the case.
8:30 is.
But if you don't go back and look at that stuff, it's compelling.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorists who run with everything. But things are compelling, though, when you see them online, especially in video format. It's scary when you see people.
Yeah.
Like what happened with Damar Hamlin. It's scary. I just hope he's healthy and can one day play again.
That would be great. It would be awesome. So I think if you've listened to the show, you know that we had a pipe burst at our house. And we call immediately, I called Billy over at Aqueduct. He immediately called Resto Pros. And Resto Pros is Daniel and Nikki, and they're unbelievable. They're so good. And they extracted all of the water that we had. Listen, we saved our flooring, the wood flooring. We saved they were going to have to tear out, looked like we were going to have to tear out our entire vanity with the two sinks in the bathroom. And it was just like, oh my gosh. But Resto Pros took care of it, and they're unbelievable. They're so good. If you have any kind of a pipe burst or a ruptured water heater or plumbing leaks, whatever it is, and I'm talking to you plumbers out there, I'm talking to you insurance companies, I'm talking to you apartment buildings, if you have any of this stuff and you want to, if you have any kind of issue, roofers, if somebody's roof and you know that these people need water extracted from their homes, this is what Resto Pros does. They're great, great, great. I highly recommend them. That's why I'm talking about them, because they're so good. They did such a good job for us, and they'll do that for you. 975restoration.com. You have any issue whatsoever, or just keep that. If you're an insurance company or you're a plumber, you get to keep this website, 975restoration. If anything ever happens water-wise, or you need restoration for your home, 975restoration.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 837 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-377. So you guys are slow today. I don't know what the deal is. What did we ask yesterday or the day before that everybody just, it was just some kind of just stupid and everybody just jumped on it?
I don't remember ask anything stupid. There's nothing stupid that happens on this show.
There really is. Rafael Stone, let me ask you this question. Does Rafael Stone get enough credit or discredit for this team?
Well, we've given him a lot of credit for draft picks over the last 2 years. Does he deserve some blame for...
Right, let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
Alperen Şengün was a really good pick at 15, right?
I think Jalen was fine at 2.
Jalen was fine at 2.
Jalen has scored a lot. Jalen has shown his talent.
He's also shown his inconsistencies.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. Inconsistent. Has he taken a step this year?
I don't feel like he has taken much of a step, personally.
I don't think he has either.
I mean, I guess you can make an argument that sometimes he defends better, but I don't really feel like I see a plausible, obvious step being taken.
No. Is this all on Silas?
It should be on the coach, because the coach is the one who's in charge of development. But one thing that complicates this is John Wall's story, and he has no reason to tell a story that he said that Steven Silas called him and said, hey, you know, this is not, they want to get the young guys playing. They want to, you know, he made it sound like he didn't have any pull in how John Wall would be used. Well, if that's the case, then it's coming from Rafael Stone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not coming from Tillman.
Well, but I don't know that that's a bad decision if you want to know the truth. Why play John Wall on this team?
No, but then it begs the question, are there other moves being made right now where Rafael Stone wants to see certain guys playing and certain, you know what I mean? Is he saying there's rotations that need to be had based on our analytics? Because Daryl Morey did that. Daryl Morey was heavily involved with, by the way, that's not the first time. Daryl Morey would show, you know, usually you show every general manager who's analytics driven, they show the head coach, they say, okay, this is your top five-man rotations. These are the plus minuses for the five-man rotations. And then the teams do with it what they will, the coaches. But if Steven Silas, and you get the feeling Steven Silas isn't really a I mean, I hate to say it, but I think he's a guy that you can tell him this is what we're going to do, and Steven Silas is just doing it. That's what it feels like.
Steven Silas was happy to get a job. We know clearly who's at fault for the Houston Texans. It was Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Right? Bill O'Brien.
Bill and his friend.
With the Houston Rockets?
Well, I think you have to look. I think it's front office and head coach.
Well, I think it's Daryl Morey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think... Well, no, you can't say Daryl Morey has anything to do with what's gone on with how the Rockets have handled the guys drafted when he wasn't there. I think he put them in the rebuild
spot. Not that.
Spot.
No, no.
Yeah.
Well, you can't blame Caserio either, right? Caserio's on the rebuild. And you know what? You can blame him for Stingley, I guess, instead of Sauce. Yes, you can pick out guys. I don't know that that's the case with the Rockets so much. They got Alperen Şengün at 15, which is great.
No. You made the point. There's two different things.
Yes.
There is, you got to that point because of Bill O'Brien. You got to this point because of
Daryl Morey.
Of Daryl Morey. And part of it, but it was already headed downhill because you were so old. You kept getting older and older, but you hastened it. That Chris Paul trade was the worst. Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook damned you straight to hell.
Yes.
For your organization. Because now, not only did Chris Paul end up being a player again, but because James said, I don't want to play with Chris Paul anymore, and maybe Chris said the same, I don't know. Once you made that move, you put yourself in an unwinnable situation.
Which one was worse, D-Hop or Tunsil for the Texans? Maybe Tunsil. With the loss of those picks?
Yeah. Yeah, probably Tunsil.
Probably Tunsil.
I mean, I would say D-Hop, but...
No, as far as you're rebuilding and you lost all those picks.
I mean, D-Hop was a really terrible trade, but Tunsil cost you first-round picks when you were in the midst of needing to rebuild, yeah.
First and second.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nick Caserio said it, but listen, our rebuild, I saw Nick Caserio in the postseason press conference that we'd never seen before, apologetic, humbled. Here's Rafael Stone on where he believes the Rockets rebuild is he where he thought it would be?
I think we are, actually. Yeah. I mean, I think, I think we have a lot of cap space. I think we have quite a bit of talent on the team. It is for sure unproven talent. But I'm very optimistic about our players and their futures. And so now we have kind of flexibility to start to really grow and build. So I do think we are where we hoped we'd be at kind of the stage.
Courtesy of Mark Berman. We appreciate that, Mark. Do you agree with him? Happy with the rebuild right now?
No, I don't.
Happy with the talent right now?
Yeah, I'm happy with the
Could
talent.
It have been any better?
I'm okay with the talent. I mean, you're in a rebuild. You can only do so much. You don't have free agency money. I'm fine with the talent. I'm not happy with the rebuild. I don't see incremental steps happening.
Right. I'm watching Jared Allen the other night, and I'm going, why the hell did the Rockets not take him?
But I don't think they wanted to win. I think that's actually part of it, potentially. If you're going to tank... Remember now, that's what Philadelphia did, and he came from the Daryl Morey school as well. Philadelphia's tank, I think they may have just been in on the tank at that point. When they said, you know what, we're getting rid of James, let's make sure we're bad. Let's get the best talent. Let's not get guys who help us right away.
Wow. See, how much would you like to have, even if he had been... He'd be toiling in anonymity right now, but wouldn't you like to have Jared Allen on this team?
If you had it to do all over
Caris
again.
Caris LeVert, Jared Allen?
I don't know if you would have been able to keep them both, but if you had it to do all over again, yes.
Yes.
You may want to do it slightly different. But let's see how those – we still got five more years to see how the Nets stuff pays off. The pick swaps and the picks. Let's see. I don't have my answer yet because – this Nets situation is a fluid situation.
You would have still gotten them. You could have kept Jared Allen.
Yes. Yeah, you could have, but you also might not have. You mean in moving it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know that you would have gotten Şengün. Would you have gotten, I don't want to make it sound like Jalen Green is just some massive bust. Jalen Green is not a bust. Jalen Green can hit 40. He had 41 the other night. Like, Buss don't score 41, John. Buss don't score 30 points a game for, like, 10 straight games. Buss don't do that. Jalen Green has some games that are really good. I think we're all – I think it's almost too reactionary. Either he's really, really great or he's just horrific. That's not the truth. The truth is Jalen Green shows all kinds of flashes. He's just not – you just said it. He's just not consistent.
He's not – no.
He's not consistent, and he's not a guy right now that – you can count on to play winning basketball in a game by game.
Is he a cornerstone, a foundation piece for a championship?
I have no idea. He's 20 years old. I don't know. Maybe he's 21 by now. I don't know if he's cornerstone yet.
You got two.
Michael Jordan wasn't even in the league
yet. You're going on two full seasons of it. You gotta. No, but Michael Jordan was spectacular.
But my point is, these guys are having to play in the league so early now that they're not developed physically. They're not developed mentally. And when I say mentally, I mean emotionally, decision-making-wise. You're just not when you're 19, 20 years old.
No.
So, well, I don't know. I don't know on Jalen. I think he could be cornerstone. Absolutely.
Is Rafael Stone – I mean, I think we give him – now, I know Joel doesn't give him a break, but
– No, Rafael a break because I think he's got – I think this is an incredibly hard job.
Yeah.
Specifically, this job for the Rockets.
Yes,
I think it's really hard.
8:45. Part of it, too, is, you know, we're blaming Daryl Morey, but Daryl Morey had to continue to win. Tillman did not want to just lose. He said, we got to continue to win.
No, and that was – and so did Les.
Les, too.
Daryl was never able to – he always had to try to keep things afloat, even when he knew before the James – like, him getting James Harden was one of the most miraculous deals of all time. It was really short-sighted by Oklahoma City, but – it was really difficult. He was plotting that for over a year, thinking they may not be able to have the money, and he was getting his draft picks together. He had a plan in advance. Like, it was one of the great coups, if you know how it went down. But so Daryl was really running it. But I do think at some point the pressure to win, keep the foot on the gas, it led to the Chris Paul agreement for his contract, the $40 million, which you knew could be a boat anchor. But what you didn't realize at the time is Chris came off a year that wasn't great. They traded him for a contract that was absolutely a nightmare for sure in Russell Westbrook. And Russell is highly inefficient, didn't fit with James. And then you parlayed that into John Wall, who wasn't even going to play like hardly at all. Like, it got worse and worse. Once the domino, yeah, you're right. The domino for the $40 million deal, once you agreed to a deal in principle, a wink and a nod before you traded for him, that was the beginning.
Of the end.
Of the end.
Yep.
And letting James tell you what you had to do.
Oh, that also.
That's why I don't think I want James back here because
every
I think
teenage.
James would – James would once again, I fear he would exert some of the same controls.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think you. Yeah.
I think Rafael likes
his GM days are over. I think.
You think?
Yes. Time to talk of Champion Energy. Those days are still, I mean, I just paid my bill yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it was fantastic. I do wonderful. I'm thrilled to pay my Champion Energy bill. And now I've added the electric truck, so my electricity bill is going to go up. Ain't worried. Ain't scared, because Champion Energy is fantastic. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. It's the way to go. I don't know what your electricity company is. I know I've been with mine for 15 years now that I've been with Champion, and it's fantastic. A buddy of mine moved over. He's got businesses, and he moved over, and he said, it's ridiculous how much cheaper it is. Ridiculous. So if you have issues, when we had issues with our electricity company, we went with Champion, and you should too. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts? If you weren't with us a little bit earlier, we talked about the new rule changes in Major League Baseball and that Luis Garcia is going to change his he can't do the rockabye anymore. It's going to be a balk or a ball for Luis Garcia if he winds up like he normally does. How big of an adjustment is this going to be? How difficult is this going to be for Luis Garcia to no longer do the rockabye? He's going to have, I think you can, it's a one-step process. You can step back and then pitch, but he can't forward, backwards,
so throw. You're saying he can pitch then?
He can still
go back
pitch.
Like every pitcher does.
Yeah.
And then go forward
and
like
yes.
every pitcher.
Yes, he can do it.
And
like,
all this has to happen in 15 seconds.
Yes. I think it's 14.
He's going to change. It's going to change.
It's a 14-second clock.
I thought it was 15. Why would they make it 14 random? Of course, I'm a big believer in...
It was a 24-second clock.
No.
Why is it? And then 14, yeah.
You mean in basketball?
In basketball.
Why do we start lunch at 11 o'clock? Who made that rule up?
No, I know. You mentioned
why do we start regular shows at the top of an hour?
Pitch clock. Because then there's...
I don't know why it is a 24-second shot clock. Why is it a rounded clock in college basketball? Why do you get why are you on the zeros and fives and everything in every other sport when you have a clock? But in basketball it's 24 randomly.
Right.
You could make it a 20-second shot clock now in basketball and you'd actually be fine. It's
yeah.
Teams don't get to
well, it's,
my son Mason and I had to like school him on this, and he's just sometimes I just think he doesn't get things.
Well, he's a kid.
No,
he's in high school. Of course, he doesn't get things. What is wrong with you?
But this isn't hard. When you're talking about LeBron's points, we were talking about points per game averages. I said, look, there are more shots. I literally went to Basketball Reference, showed him how many shots there were for the highest scoring team in 2010 and how many there are right now. And it's way more shots. Then I went all the way back to 1998. It's like 1,000 more shots. It's insane how many more shots teams take now. And I was explaining, look, the game is much faster. There used to be many more shot clock violations. Guys would walk the ball up the court. It was a 10-second.
Yeah.
Crossing the half court was 10-second. Teams would literally, and it never made sense to me, many teams would wait until there was 6 seconds or less and then try to execute late in the clock, which is highly inefficient. I don't know if it was intentional, but that's what would happen frequently. And I said, the basketball you watch is unlike anything that was being played 25 years ago. A, there's not as much defense. B, there's much better shooting. There's much more three-point shooting right now than there was back then. It's much more athletic now, but you don't have the same. I said, you know, here's the positives and here's the negatives and here's just how the games are different. And so you have to, I'm in a completely different, I don't even know how I got into this one, but it's just, I don't know that people fully appreciate like scoring averages. That's one of the things when you talk about, man, Jalen's averaging 24
well,
and a half
like,
a game.
It's like
the, yeah, but it's not like you have to.
It's like in the NFL passing.
Right.
Now.
Right.
It's night and day from what Joe Namath.
If you had a normalizer, like, and I'm sure statistically we could all go in and take a little time for some of us. And for some of us who are numbers guys, we could do it obviously much faster. But you could create a normalizer that would normalize, relatively speaking, generations relative to the way the game's played. What is the average yards per attempt? And baseball does a great job of normalizing
not only average yards per attempt, but average yards per throw.
Yep.
How far down the
or
field you throw
run.
It.
Yep. Average depth of target.
Depth of target. Yep. Absolutely. I mean, it was night and day. They used to throw. Joe Namath's passing percentage was under 50%.
The average depth of target would be insanely different right now between.
Oh. Will Levis versus Joe Namath? I mean, it's night and day with the kind of offenses.
24% of his passes went sideways?
Sideways. Yeah. They never did that. Never did that. Swing passes.
Will Levis is so inaccurate. Explain his 64% completion. Well, he threw 24% of his passes behind the line of scrimmage.
You should complete those.
Yeah,
mostly.
But that doesn't account for the other ones.
Yeah, well.
I can show you those are well under 60. You'd like to see him.
Well under 60. Well under 60% down the field. Which makes, that's
why. By the way, same thing for Anthony Richardson. He just didn't throw as many sideways passes.
No.
His accuracy is even worse than Levis.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the worst in, I think it's maybe the worst thing out of all the quarterbacks that have a chance to be drafted. It's not that I think It is the worst.
I don't take him before the third round. I don't take Anthony Richardson, although he'll probably be gone.
Yeah, I think he goes first round.
You think he goes first round?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah, I do, because there's some – yeah, but I mean, you could say the same thing about Willis, though. Malik Willis could make some throws that were unbelievable, too. But Richardson was so inconsistent this year. Did you watch the LSU game?
Yeah.
God, he stunk in the LSU game. It was bad. Some of his throws were really bad. Now, his Utah game was really good. The first game of the year, his footwork was good. His delivery was good. He was accurate. And it made me think, okay, maybe if he's drilling, and he's done all this work in practice, and he gets to the first game and all his mechanics are good, then somehow they broke down during the year. His mechanics broke down. But at least I know that his mechanics were actually good in the very first game against Utah, and then they went bad. But that tells me he can get there. It's just a matter of can you keep him there in season, which is going to be really important to have a good quarterback. And probably a good quarterback coach in the offseason, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you teach accuracy? I mean, I guess
you can get better.
Josh Allen got better.
You can get better if you just naturally are not good at throwing from point A to point B. No, we see that with pitchers. There's some pitchers who are just naturally inaccurate.
Are we sure that's not Anthony Richardson?
No, it absolutely may. Most of the time, it is that issue.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it is that issue. The question, but if it's a footwork issue or if it's an overstriding issue or things like that, yeah, those things can be corrected. The best in the business right now is John Beck and Tom House. Those are the two best in the business that in terms of fixing some of your issues. Do you know that I think Jalen Hurts actually left Quincy Avery and went to House and Beck in the offseason, or went to Tom House, I think specifically, before this year. And he got better. He still has a wind up. I mean, that's who he's going to be. But he got better as a passer.
Oh, he's really.
I think there's some. Joe Burrow was trying to go there with John, where John Beck was, because that's where Tom Brady.
Well, Brady went there. Was with House forever, right?
Yeah, they went. He went there to learn how to throw harder, and they went and took him, you know, to add more to his arm. And Brady in his 40s could throw harder than he did in his 20s.
Yep.
He learned, and that's why when I read that article, I realized, okay, so Burrow, you know, one of my concerns is velocity on his throw. But if that's something physically you can change with mechanics,
yeah.
And I mean, then I don't care that much anymore. If I know that it has been done for Tom Brady, why can't Joe Burrow do it?
7137803776.
Or Davis Mills, for that matter. Maybe Davis Mills.
Why are you going to bring Davis Mills?
Maybe Davis Mills is a good quarterback coach away from being an elite quarterback. Has anyone ever thought of that?
Well, I mean,
okay, this is where I have to tell you I'm joking, because I know some of you
struggle with tone. That's not crazy. Davis
not
Mills
elite,
could use a
not
good,
elite.
Well,
could he use
is Pep Hamilton an elite coach?
No. And could he use better wide receivers? Yes. Would he be better? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Jalen Hurts was.
Yeah.
Tua was. Do you think that Davis Mills could have success with Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki, and Tyreek Hill? I believe that he could.
Do you think he would have taken Philadelphia to the Super Bowl?
No. I don't.
Well, then I disagree. You don't know.
I know.
You don't know.
Do you think he could have run for 1,000 yards?
Maybe.
700 yards?
With that offensive line? As opposed to this offensive line?
Do you think he would have been 100?
You don't know.
Do you think he would have been 107 for 107 in fourth down conversions?
You don't know.
Quarterback sneaks?
Oh, if he had that line and guys pushing him, he didn't have anybody.
Can he squat 600? I actually don't know.
The Texans put Kyme Fairbairn behind him to push him. Okay? They're stupid. Okay.
Damian Pierce is an animal. He will push. He can push anything. Now, if you had Rex Burkhead, it's like,
If you have Billy Brown, you got a great plumber.
Yeah,
I know that.
I know that.
You know what? You know, NBA players are called now plumbers, but you know who's a real plumber? It's Billy Brown. He's a real plumber. 281-488-6238. And now, Art, Aqueduct Plumbing didn't create my leaks. Actually, Aqueduct Plumbing saved my house, if you want to know the truth. I had two different leaks, one under the sink and then one in the bathroom. And it's unbelievable how good those guys are coming over, fixing that stuff, making it right. I also had one after we had snow. We had outside. We had a freeze at the outdoor sink. It started leaking all over. The guys come out, fix it. It's what they do. It's just what they do. Look, If you're looking for the best plumber, I'm telling you, these guys are the best. They're going to come to your home with a free consultation. They're not charging you just to show up like other plumbers.
No, the other companies do, but we can tell you if they find an issue. Sometimes the issue is really small, and sometimes it's much larger. I've been on the end of both of those for a similar issue. And, you know, when you have something that's a major deal, you want to make sure that you're getting a fair price, and you definitely want to make sure you have somebody that's transparent in the process, and they were more than transparent. 281-488-6238. No matter what the issue is, I promise you Aqueduct Plumbing Company is the company that you should trust. 281-488-6238.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.